we're back here in the pregame show here on 88.5 Red Sea Catholic Radio, the home for your St. Joseph Eagle football all season long. And before the game gets underway, we're going to take a visit with Coach Kyle Alexander, the head coach for the Eagles. And Coach Alexander, last week you, as we mentioned just in the last break, a big victory last week, great way to start off the season. Talk about some of the high points, some of the positives that you took away from that, and then dovetail that into what did you work on in practice this week? What did you need to fix?
Yeah, it was definitely a very exciting way to start out the season, especially with this team, a younger group of guys that we're trying to break in. We have that senior class that's provided some great leadership for us and did in that game in particular. But to come out with that win was definitely big for us. The kids really fought hard. It came down to the wire where we had to make some big stops there at the end of the game, and they made them and got it done. It definitely wasn't perfect by any means. We missed some opportunities that we should have had, and we had way too many penalties that hurt us that we're trying to correct. But overall, it was a great win for us, a great way to start the season, and we're excited about it. And going into this week, that's kind of what we've been talking about, is polishing up some things. Like, there was a few near misses on offense that could have been big plays that could have changed the game for us, that we just, you know, it's just timing issues that we're working on. And then just cleaning up everything as far as penalties wise goes. We just have way too many that hurt us, and if we can clean that up, we're going to be okay.
Talk about, you just mentioned on offense, and first game for John Niver, technically under center this season, especially as a starting QB, and actually had a pretty standout game, especially for his first one as a sophomore. We noticed a good touch on the passes for the most part, but noticed a few misses on some routes and stuff. Is that just something that's going to continue to come with actual game work and not just running routes in practice?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we were very proud of the way he played. He did not play like a kid that was a sophomore coming out there in his first start at quarterback. He looked very poised back there. He stayed in the pocket. He made his reads, went through his progressions, and he did really well. I mean, he threw for 205 yards and 4 touchdowns, which is a huge game for a sophomore quarterback. He was 50% on his completions. He was 17 for 34, so he's right there. And the ones that he missed were just timing issues right now, like we talked about with him and the receiver just a hair off, and that's just going to come with time, especially with young receivers and young quarterback. They'll eventually get on the same page, but overall he played a great game. The balls that he did miss on, he missed in areas where the defense couldn't get them, so you can't ask for much more than that. So when he missed right, if that makes any sense at all, but it was definitely a big game for him, and a good way for him to start the season.
Did you have to hold your breath for a second on that one play where the ball snaps, it rolls on the ground a little bit, he picks it up and fires a touchdown? I mean, that was almost invoking a little bit of Johnny Manziel in his A&M days. Did you almost freak out on that play? And what did you think about his composure in that moment to not freak out about a ball on the ground and then still launch a touchdown?
Yeah, that was definitely an interesting play. We were running basically a freeze call, trying to draw the defense off sides, which we did. But as our center snapped the ball, he drug his hand on the ground, and the ball just kind of rolled back there. And yeah, for John to run up there, grab the ball, pick it up, and literally within a second find an open receiver for a touchdown was pretty impressive. You don't see that from a quarterback or a sophomore at this stage that often, so it was definitely exciting. We were kind of definitely held our breath when we saw the snap rolling on the ground, and then all of a sudden, next thing we know, it's a touchdown. So we're very excited, and for him to keep his composure like that was definitely big.
Another new face on offense might have actually had the most impact on defense. Talk about Chris Espinoza and how he performed for you last week.
Yeah, Chris had a phenomenal game on the defensive side of the ball, on the defensive line. It seemed like pretty much every play he was back in the backfield destroying what their offense was trying to run. So just the amount of pressure that he had back there, it threw their whole offense off. He was on the offensive side of the ball too, he had a solid game. He had a few carries. We were mixing up carries between a few different running backs, but on the times he got his chances, he did pretty good. I mean, that first carry, he did fumble the ball, but he got it right back, thankfully. But But definitely his impact on the defensive side of the ball was huge. Getting back there in the backfield the way he did, those linemen were not feeling good after having tried to block that guy.
Talk about you got a matchup this week. Of course, the team at hand tonight, I should say, is St. Paul Catholic here in Shiner, Texas. And you play last season two times. First time you get the better end of them. Second time they get the better end of you. But obviously, even though it's a new season, it's pretty much the same team. Tell us what you know about St. Paul Shiner, and tell us what you've seen on the game tape from their game last week.
Yeah, this is a very veteran, very experienced group of kids that we're going up against. They've pretty much been playing together and starting together since they were sophomores, and they've pretty much consistently gotten better and better. They only lost, I believe, two seniors off their roster last year, so they have, I think, 9 returning starters on offense and 10 returning starters on defense. So they're definitely a very veteran group that knows what they're doing. They've been playing together a long time, and they're very good at what they do. I mean, it's a kind of old school, old fashioned system, and they're very good at it, and they're very disciplined. So yeah, last year we got them in the first game of the season, or I guess game week two of the first time we played them, and then they came around and got us back in the playoffs, which was very disappointing. So it kind of shows you that they're still getting better and better. So we're expecting a very good football team tonight, looking for a dogfight definitely.
A dogfight for sure is coming up. Stick around. Kickoff is just a few minutes away. You're listening to Bear and Dog and the St. Joseph Eagles here on 88.5.